We are back and in studio, of course, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, I really like this next one. We've kind of been building up to this. Goals, asking ourselves the difficult questions, knowing what retirement planning looks like rather than some distant past ideas about it. So now we're talking about the stages of retirement, kind of where the rubber meets the road. So let's start by naming those four stages, then zeroing in on them. So we've got to have enough money to retire. We got to have enough money to stay retired. Have enough to protect yourself against the cost of healthcare, and then having enough to be sure your family gets what you want them to get. First up, having enough money to retire. How much is enough?
Well, again, everybody's plan is different. We had three people in here in the last couple of days with totally different numbers. They were, in my opinion, unattainable. You know, they all want to have the big monthly checks coming in, but they haven't saved anything for retirement. All they have is Social Security, a small pension, and the lifestyle they were trying to do is just not sustainable. I mean, granted, they're working right now and making the money, but they want to retire in 3 years. And from what they've saved, they're going to be nowhere near it. So, well, the most important thing I said with a client is make sure if you're going to have goals, make sure they're attainable. You know, at 47 yes. years old, I like golfing, but I don't think I'm going to make the PGA Senior Tour here in 3 years. You know, it doesn't mean I can't golf, but I won't be doing it on TV. They won't be watching me on television.
Exactly.
So just understand where you want to be and have a plan. Know where what your numbers are currently. And I think that starts with the basics. Print off your Social Security report. Know where you're going to be on a monthly basis from Social Security. If you're going to have a pension, know what you're going to have on a monthly basis from your company. If you're saving for your 401ks, okay, sit down with an advisor and put a plan in place to try to make sure that the goals you have are going to be attainable for you. Because there's no point in saying, listen, I want $10,000 a month, but you're only going to get, say, $3,000 from Social Security and $2,000 from a pension, and you've saved $100,000 in your retirement account. It's just not going to happen. So again, understand what your bills are, live within your means. And I think once people have a plan in place, I had one couple in here just a couple of days ago, and the wife was she was the worry wart. She, you know, very afraid, very conservative, didn't want to do nothing. And the husband was the complete opposite spectrum. He didn't mind rolling the dice. You know, the markets are doing great. He doesn't care. Well, when you're sitting down with situations like that, it's very important to make sure they come together on the same page and try to have a plan that kind of keeps both of them happy, but still maintain their monthly income needs. Understand where you're at in the ballgame.
Absolutely. Then you need to have enough money to stay retired. You just sort of hinted at that.
The key to that is knowing how much money you're going to need on a monthly basis. And then there's a lot of factors that go into retirement. How is your health? I mean, if you're sitting and you've got very poor health, you don't might not need a lot of money to retire because you won't be around to spend it. But if you have good health, if you've got longevity in your family, if your parents are still alive, you know, now you got to look at a plan where you make sure that you're not going to outlive your money. And that's very important. Understand where your risks is or what your risks are and what you plan on doing about them. And then put a plan together that goes around what your current needs are, what your future needs are going to be, and make sure it lives within or it falls within what your risk tolerance is going to be. And I think that's very important. And there's so many different ways you can set up a plan or tailor a plan to make it individualized for each and every one of our clients.
And then we've got to worry about the rising costs of healthcare, and you pretty much need to understand Medicare. That can get complicated. There's a lot of things out there that play factors in the healthcare world.
Well, absolutely, because now you're gonna have to buy the Medicare supplements to go along with your Medicare. Generally speaking, as you get older, the cost of these supplements go up on a monthly basis. You know, long-term care is a big need. It's going to be in the future. More and more Americans are needing. I mean, there's fancy nursing home facilities going up all around Chicagoland area here. They're building them all over the place because they're full. They're filling up. People are living longer. You know, medicine is doing real good. The biggest threat to people's retirement today, as far as medical and healthcare costs, and the biggest trigger for long-term care benefits today is Alzheimer's, dementia. You know, it's a big concern today for people in retirement because you can live 15, 20 years with these diseases, and you just run out of money. Yep. So make sure you have a plan in place that protects you and your family for that.
And then having enough to make sure that your family gets what you want them to get. So how important is that legacy?
Again, every situation is different. You know, I say it's about 50-50. Some people come in our office, they don't care what the kids get. You know, they want to make sure that them and their spouse are protected, they have a comfortable living, and then whatever is left over, so be it, the kids get it. But we have other clients that come in, they're very concerned about leaving a legacy. They want to leave the next generation a little bit better off than you are. You know, then we're talking about different estate planning techniques. You know, are we going to have estate tax problems? I mean, we worked with a client there last week. We're working on it right now with our legal team. We're trying to transfer over $75 million into different LLCs to try to avoid the estate tax problem before the parents pass away. So it gets very complicated depending on how the size of the estates are. And I think that's very important. Make sure you work with a firm who's got a full team on board with tax advisors and estate planning attorneys, you know, fiduciary responsibilities to try to keep the government out of our pockets.
That makes perfect sense then to give a call to Kelly Financial Services and really find out what you can do for them.
Give us a call. We'll sit down, do a complete review for you of everything you're currently doing, see what your fees are, see what your risk tolerance are, see what your tax exposure is. And we'll do a complete Social Security maximization report for you. For those people who are still currently working over 59 and a half, we'll give you a copy of Coach Pete's, the 401k survival guides, which shows you a lot of different options that are available to you within your 401k plans as far as rolling in and protecting it. We give a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And for any client who comes on board, we're over $250,000, Steve. We provide them with a free will, the power of attorney for both financial and health care. And for any clients who come on board over $500,000, provide them with a free trust, which takes the probate process out of the picture completely.
Well, finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and that sales pitch. So you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly can certainly translate for you all the complex financial world into very clear instructions. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135, and you will receive that comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. So call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. John, the show's flown by today. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we look forward to talking to you again next time with some new topics, new questions, all right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.